News Talk 1620 WTAW Tuesday update with Officer Kelly McKeithen, the Bryan Police Department. Let's lead off with a reminder of a news release you sent out yesterday that a couple of folks have been identified as suspects in a recent armed robbery.
Yes, if people remember, we had an aggravated robbery on Wednesday the 10th. It was at I-Stop on South College where an individual had been shot during that robbery. Since then, we have obtained two warrants, one for Bill Garcia, who was born in 86, for aggravated robbery, and one for Sonia Martinez, who was born in 84, for aggravated robbery. And we're asking for anyone that has information on their whereabouts to contact local police department or to contact Crime Stoppers if they want to remain anonymous at 775-TIPS. They are to be considered armed and dangerous, so don't approach them. Just give us a call and kind of give us some information on where they're at and as much detail as possible that you can.
Mugshots of the two are on the Bryan Police social media as well as on WTAW.com if you want to take a look at them. Meantime, a bit of business regarding Blue Angels.
Yes, although we have been very successful, all our angels flew off the tree, we are still missing 11 of them. So if you have taken one of those angels, they were due last Friday, if you took one of those angels and forgot or you're running behind, please call me at 209-5350. And or if you can, get them to us today because we have to get those wrapped and we have to, if we they're not turned in by today, we are going to have to go out and shop for those kids. And I hate to go out and shop for presents and then them turn it in tomorrow or Thursday and then, you know, now we've got, you know, extra stuff. So or just at least call me and let me know you have it and you're bringing it so that we don't worry about it.
And how do they find you?
Again, they can contact me at 209-5350 or they can come by the police department.
Visiting with Officer Kelly McKeithen, the Bryan Police Department, another holiday event coming up later this week you want to talk about.
Yes, TxDOT is having their Sober Slay. It's their campaign this year for DWI. It's going to be at the Post Oak Mall on December 18th, which is this Thursday, 10 a.m. near the Sears. And what it is, it's just a reminder to people to have a sober ride home this holiday season. And if you haven't seen a picture, I'm going to post a picture of the Sober Slay today. So go to our Facebook page or Twitter account, and you will be able to see it. You can come out and take a picture with it. It's pretty cool. So we're going to have a lot of law enforcement support just to remind people not to drink and drive.
Another item, not only for the holidays, but year-round, about protecting your belongings.
Yes, we've had several instances where purses are being stolen. So just a reminder to be vigilant. It's not just purses, but one of them was taken from a shopping cart at a shopping center. And so, ladies, when you're out shopping, make sure that purse is on your shoulder. Make sure you have your hand on it, you know, on the cart. Don't leave it in the cart and walk off because people will take advantage of that. Also, we had one where it was taken from an unlocked vehicle. So just a reminder that if you have anything of value in your vehicle, hide it, put it in the trunk, and lock those doors. I can't stress that enough. We should be posting a person of interest for the purse that for one of those purses that was taken today or tomorrow. So keep an eye on our Facebook page.
Something else you wanted to bring up deals with a question that a listener had.
Yes, I had a question from someone asking about leaving their car running in a parking lot. I think an officer had stopped it when they were walking out to their car and advised them that, hey, don't leave your car running. You can get a ticket for that. And they were like, I've never heard of this. Well, it is a state law. It's Transportation Code 545.404, if you want to look it up. It basically says that you cannot leave your or an operator may not leave a vehicle unattended without doing these things. One, they have to stop the engine. Two, they have to lock the ignition, so they have to turn the key to that locking position. They have to three, they have to remove the key from the ignition. And then four and five relate to parking. You have to set your parking brake, and if you're on a grade, you have to turn your wheels towards the curb. And I think these laws are in effect, one, to prevent vehicle theft, because that is on the rise at this time of year. I mean, all burglaries are on the rise this time of year. And then the last two are more for preventing unnecessary accidents, you know, by setting the parking brake and turning your wheels the correct way so that it doesn't roll down that hill. So, yes, you can receive a citation for it. I mean, is it strictly enforced? I would say no, but that officer was just trying to remind someone, hey, it is a law, you could get a ticket for it, but in reality, he was trying to prevent them from getting their vehicle stolen.
Well, and the other thing, I don't think I've ever heard of somebody getting ticketed for not setting their parking brake or turning their wheels to the curb. However, the other item, the primary thing would be leaving your engine running.
Yes, that's the biggest thing, is leaving your engine running and leaving that key in the ignition so that someone can drive off with your vehicle. Now, the time where someone might get a citation for not setting their parking brake or not turning their wheels is if they didn't set it and it rolled into another vehicle. Then at that point, you know, we have an accident, we have to issue a citation for the at-fault driver, and that may be usually when that ticket is issued.
And speaking of traffic, let's finish up with locations of increased traffic enforcement.
Yes, we want you to slow down all over town, but especially in the 3500 block of East 29th, which is 35 miles per hour, and the 1800 block of Barrick, which is 30 miles per hour, or 20 when the school zone is active. Both of those locations are near Bryan High.
And the school zone also includes cell phones, too.
Yes, make sure you put those cell phones down when that school zone is activated.
It's our update this week. Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department on News Talk 1620 WTAW.